Oprah offers 300 Pontiacs, 1,000 debit cards, and 100 scholarships at the Oprah Winfrey Academy for Girls for the Illinois Senate seat. Governor Blagojevich puts the Prime Minister of a ship of Canada and pretender to the French throne up on eBay. That's the latest. President-elect Obama says he's never heard of Illinois. The Illini, yes, because they're part of his master plan to have the national playoffs. But following the Jim Packard precedent, Mr. Obama retracts his resignation to the Senate. He'll work that part-time.
That's right.
It's unprecedented, but it could be done.
Sure, it's been done.
And it would be precedented at that point if he did it. So that's a good thing. He could be president. Yes, president-elect. The repo man takes back the auto deal in broad daylight, even with Chris Dodd running out half-shaved in his underwear to stop them. President Bush says he may personally loan the auto companies the money if his dad will co-sign. If Paul Volcker becomes the car czar, the first new people's car will be the Volcker's wagon. Okay. That's good, though. Page 2. Supreme Court rules Barack Obama not British may not stand for Parliament from Staines for that reason. It's Allie G's neighborhood, by the way, Staines. Chicago Tribune declares bankruptcy, Spanish-American War called off. With California on the verge of Armageddon, Arnie attempts to suit up. It's be like John Travolta getting back in that disco suit. It's not going to happen.
A little tight.
Alternative headline, California tumbles into sea, Steely Dan goes back to Annandale. Okay. That's for only for a very few people who still have that album lying around somewhere. Somali pirates seize Illinois Senate seat. President Bush removes wildlife, adds administration to Endangered Species Act. Minnesota senator to be assembled from parts of both candidates, Norm Frankenstein, ladies and gentlemen. But you can call him Al. A federal deficit to hit $1 trillion, at which point the nuclear fusion will occur in the national debt clock. It'll be the doomsday clock at that point. More workers calling in gay on a lark. Next, there will be a gay sharing at work. That's the next big thing. Leap second on December 31st, last chance to jump in 2008. Thank you. The piano liked it. Britain says it will be out of Iraq in 3 months, but they said the same thing about Ireland. Jay Leno to go to the early bird special slot on NBC to maintain his older audience. Started a nice, reasonable hour, 4 o'clock or so. George W. Bush Library waiting only the president's finishing of the Churchill biography to open. Got to stack the shelves with something.
True. You know.
Jennifer shows her Aniston. Or the one where Jennifer shows her Aniston.
Aniston. Would be, yeah.
That's what friends are for, ladies and gentlemen. Could have been worse. Could have been David Schwimmer, you know. And that frankly looked pretty darn good. I don't know what you're thinking, but I don't. Maybe she shouldn't have done it. Maybe it was a bad career move. And nice tie, besides. Very nice tie. 1 in 5 teens do tech sex online. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know. Just practice safe tech, kids. Whatever you're doing. Powder sent to Alaska governor's office turns out to be Bobby Brown's sample. Joe the Plumber appalled by John McCain. It takes a lot to appall a plumber, ladies and gentlemen. They have seen it all, let's face it. And Green Bay doesn't bother to dig out Lambeau Field after the last blizzard. I mean, what the heck? That's all the news that is, and thank you so much, and good night. And to all the ships at sea.